she whips his balls. Audio story, Ashish 9. The Queen Empress Agrippa, white, European, tall, strong, muscular, strode into her bedroom. Her royal consort, the Asian Duke, swarthy in complexion, slightly shorter than her, immediately stripped naked and lay on the golden bed, exposing his balls by pulling his phallus out of the way so that his royal mistress, his sovereign, could have her way with his balls. She casually took the letter opener, a golden letter opener, and started painfully flicking his balls. Not a sound of protest did the Duke utter. Stoically, he took a deep breath and, squeezing the base, the kegels of his penis, his lingam, his phallus, his male organ, the Shadisthana Chakra, as it is known in Hindu, Sanskrit, Indian yoga, silently repeated, Jai Sri Lingam, Victory Sir Penis, Jai Prabhu Deva Tejas, Victory Lord Semen, and stoically accepted the spousal abuse, the punishment that she dealt out on his unprotected, defenseless balls, while with femdom fury, the Amazonian warrior queen kept on whipping him again and again, almost as if to avenge all the humiliations that she as a girl had suffered at her father's court from other males and her brothers, whom she had executed duly and generically all the humiliation that women folk had to suffer through the centuries at the hands and penile phalluses, lingams, organs of the male sex. In the meantime, the yogi was feeling twinges of erotic pleasure in submission to Devi Kali, Goddess Kali, the creatrix of the universe. In his spiritual dictionary, Queen Agrippa, though white-skinned and non-Hindu, an unbeliever, a mature lady, though she was beef-eating, even though eating beef is forbidden in the Hindu religion, she was in a very convoluted, complicated manner, according to him, the avatar of his beloved goddess Kali. And when she whipped him, he erotically and mystically and esoterically submitted to Devi Kali, and he felt the twinges of pleasure, of erotic humiliation, of total submission to the goddess, and spiritually elevated. Then suddenly, even as the ladies in waiting, the royal ladies in waiting, who were watching with fascinated horror this ritual spousal abuse that took place nightly in the royal bedchamber, she picked up a golden miniature of the royal scepter and held it to the swarthy giants, the yogi's lips, and he licked it and wetted it with his spittle until it was slick, and then she rammed it down his gigantic phallus. The phallus had by then erected at the stimulation of spousal abuse on the scrotal sacs, on the scrotum of the balls, very masochistically and submissively. The penis had reacted with the erection of its own. And inside that erection now, she raped his penis with the anger of all womanhood who had for centuries been subjugated and raped by man. But even as her rod was rammed down his golden urethra, even as it rammed down and met his penis, his pelvis, his pelvic muscle, the hard bone, with a thud, even as he squeezed the Shadhisthana chakra, the kegels at the base of his lingam, his organ, his cock, his penis, something inside the masculine body, the masculine system, the masculine penis, some switch was flipped on, and it used to happen nightly, and blood spurted out. Yes, the penis does spout out penile blood, just like the vagina spouts out virginal blood on the first night, but the penis can spout blood night after night, even as its royal mistress rapes it, as it feels the joy of being humiliated and penetrated by its royal sovereign, Queen Empress. The giant Atlant opened his eyes and ripped the scepter from her hands, applied it to his mouth, and slurped the blood off his surface. And all the spotted ropes of blood that were falling all over the golden bed, his stomach and his thighs, he licked it up as if it was precious elixir, life-giving ambrosia, and slurped it up. Even as all the ladies of the royal chamber and the queen herself were watching in morbid fascination, fascinated and repelled at this repulsive ritual of a man drinking his own penile blood as if it was the sweetest wine. For decades, this all-conquering general, this woman, this empress, had been smashing the balls of all her opponents, the defeated generals and the kings and the emperors, and they screamed for mercy. This yogi from the Himalayas, whom she had captured without a fight, stoically always kept quiet when she abused and tortured his balls, and then slurped up his own blood when she raped it. She found him fascinating, and ultimately she fell in love. With total awe and adoration that a schoolgirl looks upon a hero, she hero-worshipped him. She fell on her knees and said, "Now take me, master." And the giant lifted her skirts, put her across his knees, and spanked her red bottom. Even as she came again and again, her pussy clenching, her clitoris throbbing, and a totally submissive, masochist slut, pain slut and slave girl, she accepted punishment from her loyal dom master and king consort. Ashesh 9, she whips it ball, erotic audio story.